WDKOK News Time. It is now 7:45. It is time for WDKOK Sunrise. We thank Rob Center, our fabulous producer. He always takes good care of us. Matt Cotrillo is hard at work over in the newsroom. We have two students from Susquehanna University in the student with us. Chip Cruz is here. She's a junior, a biomedical sciences major at Susquehanna, and one of the chairs of the Penn Hellenic Council at Susquehanna University. They're on the executive board. Welcome aboard.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks so much for coming in. Congratulations on an award. You won an award recently for some of your work fundraising and awareness raising for, I think, campus drinking?
Yes. Our Pan-Hellenic Council held a anti-hazing walk last fall. That was run by our last president, Nikki Haggerty, for Pan-Hellenic Council. But, yes, we did win an award for that.
Good for you. Okay, so congrats on that. And Holly Jones is a sophomore from Susquehanna University, a neuroscience major. She's one of the chairs on this council as well. So welcome aboard.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
All right. And we have a woman on the line who's going to be helping you out with talking about a movie that you're going to be showing. It's a documentary, Someone You Love, the HPV Epidemic. And that's Cheryl Sterilakis. And she is on the line. She's a movie producer. So, Cheryl, thank you so much for calling in.
It's great to be a part of the team. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. All right, you're going to come to Susquehanna University when they show this documentary that is coming up. It is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Degenstein Center Theater. So tell us about Someone You Love, the HPV Epidemic. Cheryl, explain what this documentary is all about.
So it's a feature-length documentary that follows five women through their battle with cervical cancer, and it shows all of the issues that come along with it. There are social issues, there are relationship issues, and the virus itself, I think, is very misunderstood, and it really explains that potentially everybody gets the virus. There's 10% of the population that has an immune system. That's the only thing they're guilty of. They have an immune system that doesn't recognize the virus. Therefore, they're more susceptible to developing a cancer. And our film has become a very important tool that the medical community, academic area are using to inspire women, educate men, and really bring this to the forefront.
All right, so the human papillomavirus causes a cancer, and there is a vaccine that prevents this from developing. Holly, how did this become something that Susquehanna University had to bring up and talk about and was a good idea?
So our Pan-Hellenic Council was at the NGLA conference in Connecticut, and our current Pan-Hellenic president, Julia Gagnon, was approached by Mr. Markle about the film. And during the conference, during our downtime, we actually watched the film. And us as a council had decided that this was something that our campus should be informed about and should be exposed to. And so our Pan-Hellenic Council decided to partner with the Health Center in order to bring the film to Susquehanna. And we just really feel that this movie is more than just like a pamphlet or a TV ad. It's really just empowering, and we really think that this is something that should be addressed because it is drastically affecting women and men all over the United States and other countries.
So, Chip, this is important that people watch this, view this, and sort of get a sense of some of the people in the documentary and sort of apply it to their own life.
Yeah, I think it's really important for us to understand HPV and understand more about what the effects are, especially with our own dating culture, hookup culture, drinking and having unprotected sex. That's a lot of how it's transmitted. And so there's this perception that, oh, I don't have an STD because I don't have any symptoms, but you have HPV and you can have it unrecognized. And 10, 15 years later, have the actual effects of it. And so with that, it's really important to recognize where it comes from and to talk about that and to talk about safe sex, especially when alcohol is involved and a lot of people have unprotected sex with alcohol. And that's something in our college culture that needs to be talked about safely and handled of like, yes, you can consensual but casual sex, but also do it safely, and talk about also preventative measures of vaccines or regular pap smears once you hit the age of 21 for females.
All right. So, Cheryl, mission accomplished. You have our good panelist here, Chip, saying this has got to be brought up and talked about.
Yeah, I applaud Chip and Holly for really running with this gauntlet. I've been working with Chris Markle since last summer. He called me, and he had come across the film. My son is a 2015 graduate of Susquehanna. He and his girlfriend at the time, Laurel Scardelli, screened the film in a classroom back in, it must have been April of 2015. And it was interesting because I always sit in the back of the viewing area, auditorium or whatever it is, and watch the audience. And halfway through the film, the kids, there were probably 50 of them, they were texting, and I thought, oh, I've lost this audience. They're not getting it. And I was really kind of disappointed until I started running Q&A. And they were all on the phones with their mothers to see if they had been vaccinated. And for the girls, what the mothers thought about them going for a pap screening. And so the kids were moved and already advocating for themselves to do something about this. So it ended up being a tremendous audience. In fact, the cleaning people removed us from the classroom because we were taking so long with Q&A. And then I took my son and his girlfriend to dinner after, and a group followed us to dinner with more questions. So it was a great experience for me, because you want this group of young people advocating for themselves medically, not only about this, but there are so many things that they do need to be aware of, and they need to, you know, they're starting to take control of their lives, and they need to advocate medically for themselves as well.
And who should get the HPV vaccine? Folks might know it as Gardasil. So who should get that vaccine?
So I think that boys and girls need to have it. I believe that the youngest age recommended for it is maybe 9 years old. And they need to have a discussion with their pediatrician or their healthcare provider. And the vaccine, from what I understand through the research, is it's most effective before people start engaging in sexual activities. And it's protected sex doesn't guard against HPV because you get it skin-to-skin contact. And and that's probably the reason why pretty much everybody gets it. And you can have it and clear it without having any effect, but there is, you know, a population that can't be protected. Right. You know, their bodies don't clear it.
Cheryl Stereolakis is a movie producer, going to be on the Susquehanna University campus tomorrow night. We'll give you one of the last words here. Go ahead, an additional remark, Cheryl, please.
Yeah, I feel that this film could really be utilized at universities. It's having the Panhellenic Council at Susquehanna involved in this is very important. And if you can share this on a national level so it could go into a lot of universities, that would be incredible. I think that Chip and Holly really get the true essence of the film and have been impacted by it. You can go on our website at hpvepidemic.com. The film is free for public screenings in 18 states. You can approach your university library to buy the film. so that you can use it. We just want the foam out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for all your information. You mentioned that your son, Nick, is a 2016 Susquehanna University graduate, so his name likely to come up tomorrow night as well. So thank you so much, Cheryl. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Okay, Chip Cruz and Holly Jones, you got a brief moment left to make a pitch for folks to make sure they come to this event tomorrow night. Please, Chip.
Thank you. Yes, please come at 7 p.m. Degenstein Theater, Susquehanna University. More of like public safety, public health. It's always good to educate yourself on what HPV is if you don't know what it is, and even to just spread awareness and to spread awareness about the vaccination for it. It is most effective before you have sex. And so that'll be for mostly children, preteens, like around 9, 10, 11 in that age.
All right, Someone You Love, the HPV Epidemic, 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Degenstein Center Theater. An additional remark, please, Holly.
Thank you. So we are really pushing for anyone to come to this event. We are currently, like Chip and I, are Greek students, and our Greek population is a good majority of Susquehanna, and we want to outreach it to other students that aren't necessarily Greek, so athletes, just regular students, the public, anyone. We really just want to start the conversation of HPV as early as possible, because there could be students that might not know what HPV is, and it might not know what the effects could have on someone, and we really just want students to know this information, and they can, like Cheryl said, they can take control of their medical needs and things like that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for your volunteer efforts. Holly is a sophomore, a neuroscience major at Susquehanna University, and Chip Cruz, a junior, biomedical sciences. And thank you so much. If folks are worried about young people and our future, I think they got a little comfort today that you two are doing some volunteer work and trying to make us a little healthier and doing some of the work that you're doing. So we very much appreciate that. Thanks for all you're doing. Thank you both for being on Sunrise.
Thank you.